This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted. We praise Him. We seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our sins and the evils within ourselves. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no misguidance for him. And whomever He rightfully causes to be led astray, there is no guidance for him. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the noble Quran what is translated as, O you who believe, O believers, so pay attention, O believers, be conscious of Allah as He deserves. Worship Allah as is His right upon you, and do not die except in a state of Islam, a state of submission, a state of consistent worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to die upon Islam. Allahumma ameen. O you who believe, O believers, be conscious of Allah. Once again, be conscious of Allah. Ittaqullah in public, in private, with Muslims, with non-Muslims, with friends and with strangers. Ittaqullah, be conscious of Allah. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let every soul reflect on what you have sent ahead for tomorrow. What did you prepare for the day of judgment? What did you prepare for the inevitable, the guaranteed meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Be conscious of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is aware of all that you do. If you were convinced and you believed that this Ramadan was your final Ramadan, that these 10 nights and 10 days were your final 10 nights and 10 days of Ramadan, how would you want them to end? If you believed with conviction this was your final Ramadan, what would you do differently? Ramadan, no doubt, is the month of hope. It is the month of change. It is the month of optimism and growth. We see from the east to the west, north and south, all across the world, all across the ummah, brothers and sisters of all backgrounds worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that they did not throughout the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us consistent upon growth. Allahumma ameen. And during this month, we have many different blessings we experience of growth and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we put in more effort. And no doubt, the greatest part of this month is the finale. We are now at the final stretch of Ramadan. We are now in the final phase, the final days and the final nights. How do we want to look back on these nights and on these days? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was authentically reported that he used to strive harder during these last 10 nights than he did at any other time. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who worked hard throughout the year, but he worked harder during these nights than any other time. If there is a time to push yourself, exert more energy, reduce the sleep during the nights, overcome one's laziness and one's shortcomings, it is these 10 nights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He addresses the month of Ramadan, when He references it explicitly in the Quran, in the only ayah, in the entire Quran in which Ramadan is mentioned, ayah 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which begins with, it's a longer ayah, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month on which the Quran was revealed. At the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, so you may complete the prescribed period, the prescribed period of fasting, of growth, of excelling, of working hard. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, so you may glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided you. Allahumma lakal hamd ala hidayatil Islam. O Allah, we praise you for guiding us to Islam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Praise be to the one who guided us to this. Without him, we would not be guided. These are also the words, some of the first words of the people of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and our loved ones amongst the people of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. And then at the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may be grateful. Are we grateful that we made it to the month of Ramadan? Are we grateful that we made it to the last 10 nights of Ramadan? There is no greater time of the year. And as we don't know when our lives will come to an end, as we are unaware of how long we have left in this world, these may be the greatest 10 nights of one's own life. These may be for any of the individuals here and those who are listening on the live stream. These may be the last 10 nights of our lives and the best 10 nights of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take advantage of these nights. Allahumma ameen. If we made it today to the 22nd of Ramadan, we are not guaranteed the 23rd night, tonight an odd night. We are not guaranteed the 25th. We are not guaranteed the 27th or the 29th or the day of Eid. So take advantage of every day as though it is your last. Approximately 8 years ago, in year 2012, we received news that one of our teachers, a great scholar, Sheikh Umar al-Ashqar rahimahullah, passed away in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It was a Friday morning around Fajr time when we heard the announcement. And it was not only Friday morning, it was the first of the last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and all of our brothers and sisters who passed away before us. Allahumma ameen. The point is, we don't know if we'll make it to the 23rd, 24th, 27th, and so on and so forth. The believer takes advantage of every day as though it is their last. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good ending. Allahumma ameen. A lot of times, people look at what passed of Ramadan and they say, I did not do well enough. I did not try hard enough. I did not strive enough. I don't feel like I did enough. Maybe I fasted and that's all that I did. Maybe I prayed a few rak'ahs, but I feel like I could have done more. Or maybe some people missed out even on those things. Maybe some people missed out on some major things that they usually do in Ramadan. So rather than only look at the past and then give up hope, the believer looks ahead and says, indeed, deeds are by their conclusions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Verily, actions are based on their conclusions. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he says, when the racehorse sees the finish line, this is a racehorse, when the racehorse sees the finish line, it starts to strive more, to exert more effort, so as to what? Do better than it did before. And he said, be more clever than the racehorse. For if you did not do well in welcoming Ramadan, then you can do better in bidding it farewell. We are now at the end of the stretch of Ramadan. There is no time to push ourselves more than these nights. There is no time to push yourself more to overcome distractions than during these nights. Why is this so important? Not only are these nights the nights that contain the night in which the Quran was revealed, Laylatul Qadr, but we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the actual night, Laylatul Qadr, is unknown to us. And long story short, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out one night to the companions, he saw two men arguing. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the knowledge of the night, Laylatul Qadr, was taken away due to the quarreling on that night. And so, number one, as a reminder, don't quarrel, don't argue, don't waste time during these nights with worldly things, with distractions, with tensions. And if you're not doing so in person, don't waste time arguing online through text, don't troll people, and so on and so forth. Use your time to focus on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said some words that are extremely important for Laylatul Qadr. He said, perhaps this is better for you. Not knowing when Laylatul Qadr is, perhaps it is better for you. Now someone might misunderstand. We're reading in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is greater than, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْر, better than, not equal to, 1,000 months. 1,000 months, more than 83 years, more than a lifetime of worship. Meaning we cannot afford to miss out on this night. We cannot take any chances whatsoever. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perhaps not knowing is better for you. Why? Not knowing will cause us, inshallah, to work hard in all the 10 nights. Not knowing the exact night should cause us to strive every night. What happens if you strive 10 nights in a row rather than compared to the one who strives on only one night? The one who reads a hadith that says the 24th, the 25th, the 23rd is Laylatul Qadr. The other one reads, Ubay bin Ka'b said the 27th. And so there isn't any ijma'. There is no consensus. There is no yaqeen. Nobody can claim. No scholar will say for sure Laylatul Qadr is on this night and not any other night. It is not possible. And so this should cause us as believers not to become lax, not to become lazy, that I want to take advantage. Why? This night is worth it. This night is worth it. It is greater than 1,000 months, greater than a lifetime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to catch Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma balighna Laylatul Qadr waj'alna fiha min al-maqbulin. Allahumma ameen. I want you to imagine the analogy of someone telling you that on this night, one of these nights in the last 10 of Ramadan, you're going to receive $1 billion if you catch Laylatul Qadr. Would any of us take chances and say, well, I heard a ra'i, an opinion that it's on the 27th or 25th or 24th or 23rd, so I'm only going to do one night? Would any of us take that chance? If there was a 1% chance that you were going to miss out on $1 billion, I think the vast majority of us, I know this is not for worldly things, the vast majority of us in that case would still take advantage of all 10 nights. Even if it's only for 2 or 3 hours of worship, we would likely take advantage of all the 10 nights. Why? If you take advantage of all 10 nights, you are guaranteed Laylatul Qadr. If you take advantage of all 10 nights, you are guaranteed Laylatul Qadr. If you don't take advantage of all 10 nights, you are not guaranteed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us consistent in all 10 nights. Allahumma ameen. The reason we give this analogy, although we are not seeking $1 billion, is because the reward on Laylatul Qadr is better than everything in this world and all that it contains from the beginning to the end of times. Laylatul Qadr, we cannot measure it or quantify it. We cannot really imagine. If you have 500 minutes on average from the time of Maghrib to the time of Fajr on the night of Qadr, 500 minutes, let's say approximately in the United States, 500 minutes for that night. That means every single minute of Laylatul Qadr is worth more than, not equal to, but more than 2 months of worship. Every minute is worth more than 2 months of worship. So we cannot afford to waste a second of Laylatul Qadr. These are the most precious nights of the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to take advantage of them and make us amongst those who are accepted on these nights. Allahumma ameen. What are some practical things we can do very quickly? We'll mention 7 things inshallah. Number one, try to cut off or limit as much as possible any distractions. If you have distractions that you noticed yourself falling short to in the first 20 days of Ramadan, let's say with social media, with the internet, with watching videos, whatever it may be, then try to limit it, replace it during these last nights with something beneficial, something educational, or if it's something harmful, remove it altogether, whether it is social media, socializing, or any kind of leisure. Number two, during these nights, upgrade your relationship with the Quran and with dua. There is nothing more important than your relationship with Allah in these 10 nights. Meaning your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your spilling of your heart out to Allah, asking Allah for guidance, asking Allah for humility, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver, you love to forgive, so forgive us. This is the dua we should be making throughout the last 10 nights, as was reported by Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us. You are the one who forgives, you are the forgiver. And on these nights, as you are improving and increasing your dua, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nearby. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nearby. And if anyone were to forget that, and then to review the verses in the Quran about fasting, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, ayah 185 and the 2 ayat before, then all they need as a reminder, in that same excerpt, the same passage, as Allah is discussing Ramadan for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the following ayah 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. If my slaves ask about me, If my servants ask about me, then I am nearby. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah does not say, then respond, فَقُلْ إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Rather, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Indicating how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to every single one of us. If you want something, there is no night and there is no time better to ask Allah than during these nights. Ask Allah. Open your heart out. Don't miss out on this treasure. The one who is going to regret it is the one who misses out. The one who is in loss is the one who does not take advantage of these 10 nights. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am nearby. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I respond to the one who calls upon me with one condition. When they call upon me. When they call upon me. So just raise your hands during these nights and during these days and make dua. Ask Allah for everything of khair of this life and especially the next life. Make dua for your brothers and your sisters all around the world. Make dua for your family, your loved ones. Make dua to be guided and firm until the day that you die. Make dua to be connected with the Quran throughout your life. Make dua to die upon La ilaha illallah. Make dua for relief for all of our brothers and sisters who are struggling under oppression, occupation. Make dua and open your heart out and make it a way of life for yourself long term, inshallah. And upgrade your relationship with the Quran. Use the time at the night, whether you are praying or you're not able to pray, use that time for Quran, for dua, for dhikr in general, and try to focus mainly on these deeds. Number three, if you're able to do so, then try to take a nap during the day. If you're able to sleep during the day so that you can work and strive more in ibadah during the night, try to do so as much as you can. And as we emphasize this point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to also sleep at times, take a nap during the day so he would strive throughout the night as well. And as you are taking a nap during the day for the sake of health and energy management, whatever you eat for iftar during these nights especially, try to eat light, try to eat healthy as a very practical advice so you can worship with energy throughout the night. Number four. If we have amongst our community many brothers and sisters who are extremely busy during the day, extremely busy, and even perhaps at night with their children now that everyone is on lockdown, extremely busy with work, extremely busy with other commitments, whatever it may be, then try to incorporate as many good deeds as possible into your schedule, into your time. So if you can be making dhikr while you're doing other things, if you can be listening to Quran, if you can be making dua, try to incorporate. And don't look at someone else in a different situation who has perhaps more free time or flexibility and compare yourself to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable based on our circumstances. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be conscious of Allah as much as you can within your circumstances. Take advantage of what you have within your life. Number five, try to take advantage of sadaqah throughout the last 10 nights consistently. Take advantage by giving sadaqah throughout the 10 nights consistently. Knowing that if you give on all 10 nights, you are guaranteed that your sadaqah fell on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Number six, a point that some people may think is kind of odd to mention in light of these lockdowns is i'tikaf. And the reason we are mentioning i'tikaf is not to ask you to go to the masajid that are closed. No, rather, in the overwhelming majority of the world where many masajid are closed, we are reminding our brothers and sisters, try to exemplify a form of i'tikaf, a form of i'tikaf within your home. Try to have a place within your home, if possible, if a room or a corner or a small area, whatever it may be that you can. Try to have a secluded area where you can isolate yourself and focus only on your relationship with Allah. Meaning what? Don't take your phone with you. If you have a private room in the house, a musalla, if you have a private corner of one room, private small area, even if it is a small area just for yourself to worship, then try to seclude yourself to that area, even if it is for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and leave your phone behind. You don't need your phone there. Try to focus on dhikr, on dua, reflecting, meditating, whatever you want to do, focus on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to do so even if it is an hour. Number seven, and the last point here in terms of practicality, try to focus as much as you can when you are interacting on social media or in person with family or in any other way with others to motivate them as well, to empower them as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and us. So you're making dua for them, reminding them. May Allah make us consistent in these nights. Don't forget my friend. Don't forget my brother. Don't forget my sister. Let us make dua during these nights. Let us take advantage. If you have family, remind your family members. Remind your children. It's not something you should assume they automatically grew up knowing. Sometimes it has to be explicitly stated by the mother and the father. Take advantage of these 10 nights. Take advantage. This is why it's important. This is the night on which the Quran was revealed. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We revealed it on a blessed night. A blessed night means worship more, make more dua, do much more, and you will be rewarded for it. The Prophet ﷺ, when these 10 nights came, It's authentically reported that he used to, quote-unquote, tighten his waist belt, saying, for example, rolling up one sleeve. The Prophet ﷺ would tighten his waist belt, meaning he would work even harder, and would pray throughout the night. This means, according to most scholars, most of the night he was praying, and he would awaken his family to also pray, to stay awake. So keep your family awake, wake them up to worship, wake them up to take advantage of these 10 nights, especially on the odd nights. Once again, we do not know when Laylatul Qadr is, but we know for sure it is in these 10 nights, and so we take advantage of all 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are accepted. May Allah forgive us for all of our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to catch Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma balighna Laylatul Qadr waj'alna fiha minal maqbulin. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala ahlihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and His blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, peace be upon him, and all of those who follow him correctly until the end of times. Allahumma ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, the greatest way for us to improve the quality of our ibadah is to take the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he advised the man who came to him for advice. If you stand to pray, fasalli salata muwaddi'an, pray as though you are bidding farewell. And I ask you as well to apply this hadith and this instruction, this advice that is life-changing for so many people. When you fast and when you take advantage during these 10 nights to pray, and when you read Quran, when you make dua, when you make dhikr, whatever it is that you do, do so believing that it is your last. Do so believing that you are bidding farewell to Ramadan. We do not know if we will be here next year. We had many brothers and sisters with us last year who are not here anymore. May Allah have mercy on them and accept from them. Allahumma ameen. And next year as well, we do not know if we'll be around. So take advantage, take advantage, take advantage of every night, believing this might be my last night. Let me work hard and it will pay off. And we all know the feeling when you work hard for 2, 3, 4 hours in the night, striving for the sake of Allah, alone or with family, wherever you may be around the world. We know the feeling of working hard and then at the time of Fajr feeling like we did all that we could. I did all that I could and I ask Allah to accept. I did all that I could and I don't regret all the hard work that I put in. And the people of Jannah, as they take their first steps into Jannah, they don't have any regrets. They don't think about distractions of this life. They're not thinking about the wealth of this world they missed out on. They're not thinking about some kind of leisure entertainment that they felt they were not connected to. The people of paradise enter paradise eternally. And their very first thought is, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that I was guided. Alhamdulillah that I took advantage. How many people around the world are looking for guidance? And how many people around the world during a lockdown like this are feeling more empty than before? Alhamdulillah that we have this guidance, this huda, this hidayah. Alhamdulillah that we have this shifa, shifa'un lima fi sudur. Alhamdulillah that we have all that we need to be connected with Allah and to make sure that we enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who catch Laylatul Qadr during these 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve us of this hardship around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our believing brothers and sisters all around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to bid farewell to Ramadan better than how we welcomed it. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ighfir li walidina wa li walidi walidina. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا اللهم من الراشدين. اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء، اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء، اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر عبادك الصالحين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم طهر بلاد المسلمين من أيدي الظالمين. اللهم طهر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين. اللهم وارزقنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا في هذا الشهر من المقبولين اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر واجعلنا فيها من المقبولين اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا سميع يا عليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة.